Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cecil Travis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Leonard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dutch Leonard. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence takes first base on ball four. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Travis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lake. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Guerra fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a pop-up towards third. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth strikes out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a pop-up towards short. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Guerra fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tebbets fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 1 in the game. Travis hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra strikes out. Two outs. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg strikes out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mullen. The throw from Guerra and he is safe. Mullen steals second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Tigers. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0 for 1 in the game. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Guerra fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hitchcock moves to second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hitchcock scores. Lewis moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bloodworth fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 2 in the game. Travis hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 2 in the game. Leonard strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg strikes out. The ball gets by Guerra. He chases the ball to the backstop. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a pop-up towards the mound. Leonard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-2 in the game. Newhouser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Newhouser reaches second base with a double. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-3 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Newhouser moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty misplays the ball. That's an error on Pretty. Newhouser scores. Lake moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pretty catches it and throws to second with Travis covering, to double up Lake. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath strikes out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-3 in the game. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.